Malachim. Peace be upon you and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. Website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Well, today we are resuming our study in the ancient book of Jubilees found with the Dead Sea Scrolls. And we're going to be reading chapter 15 and 16 today. We're dealing with the birth of Isaac, circumcision, and the destruction of Sodom. So that's what will be the topic of today's reading. If you're tuning in for the first time and you don't know what the Book of Jubilees is or why we're looking at it, please go back to the first episode of the Book of Jubilees where I explain a little bit more about that. All right. For the sake of time, let's just get right in. Chapter 15, the Ancient Book of Jubilees. Verse 1. And in the fifth year, the fourth week of this Jubilee, in the third month, in the middle of the month, Abram celebrated the feast of first fruits of the grain harvest. And he offered new offerings on the altar, the first fruits of the produce unto the Lord, and a heifer and a goat and a sheep on the altar as a burnt sacrifice unto the Lord. Their fruit offering and their drink offering he offered upon the altar with frankincense. And the Lord appeared to Abram, and he said unto him, I am God Almighty. Approve thyself before me, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him and said, Behold, my ordinances is with thee, and thou wilt be the father of many nations. Neither will thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name from henceforth, even forever, shall be called Abraham. For the father of many nations have I made thee. I shall make thee very great, and I shall make thee into nations, and kings will come forth from thee. And I shall establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, throughout their generations, for an eternal covenant, so that I may be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I shall give to thee and to thy seed after thee the land where thou hast been a sojourner, the land of Canaan. And thou mayest possess it forever, and I shall be their God. And the Lord said unto Abraham, And as for thee, do thou keep my covenant, thou and thy seed after thee, and circumcise ye every male among you, and circumcise your foreskins. And it will be a token of an eternal covenant between me and you. And the child, on the eighth day, you will circumcise every male throughout your generations, him that is born in the house, or him that you have bought with money, from any stranger whom you have acquired, who is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house will surely be circumcised, and those whom thou hast bought with money will be circumcised, and my covenant will be in your flesh for an eternal ordinance. And the uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin on the eighth day, that soul will be cut off from his people, for he hath broken my covenant. And God said to Abraham, As for Sarai, thy wife, her name will no longer be called Sarai, but Sarah will be her name. And I shall bless her, and give thee a son by her, and I shall bless him, and he will become a nation, and a king of nations will proceed from him. And Abraham fell on his face and rejoiced, and he said in his heart, Shall a son be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bring forth? And Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Yes, and Sarah will also bear thee a son, and I will call his name Isaac. And I shall establish my covenant with him, an everlasting covenant, for his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, also have I heard thee, and behold, I shall bless him, and make him great, and multiply him exceedingly, and he will beget 12 princes, and I shall make him a great nation. But my covenant shall I establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to thee in these days, in the next year. And he left off speaking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham did according to God as he had said unto him, and he took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, whom he had bought with money, every male in his house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin. And on the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and all the men of his house, and those born in the house, and all those whom he had bought with money from the children of the stranger were circumcised with him. This law is for all generations forever, and there is no circumcision of the days, and no omission of one day out of the 8 days, for it is an eternal ordinance, ordained and written on heavenly tablets. And everyone that is born in the flesh of those whose foreskin is not circumcised on the 8th day belongeth not to the children of the covenant, which the Lord made with Abraham, but to the children of destruction. Nor is there moreover any sign on him that he is the Lord's, but he is destined to be destroyed and slain from the earth, and to be rooted out of the earth, for he hath broken the covenant of the Lord our God. For all the angels of the presence and all the angels of the sanctification have been so created from the day of their creation, and before the angels of the presence and the angels of the sanctification he has sanctified Israel, that they should be with him and with his holy angels. And do thou command the children of Israel, and let them observe the sign of the covenant for their generations as an eternal ordinance, and they will not be rooted out of the land. For the command is an ordinance, ordained for a covenant, that they should observe it forever among the children of Israel. For Ishmael and his sons and his brothers and Esau the Lord did not cause to approach him, and he chose them not because they are the children of Abraham, because he knew them, but he chose Israel to be his people. And he sanctified it, and gathered it from amongst all the children of men. For there are many nations and many peoples, and all are his. And over all hath he placed spirits and authority to lead them astray from him. But over Israel he did not appoint any angel or spirit, for he alone is their ruler. And he will preserve them and require them at the hand of his angels and his spirit, at the hand of all the powers and orders, that he may preserve them and bless them, that they may be his and he may be theirs from henceforth forever. Real quick, I just want to address this. There's a thought that, all the nations have a spiritual or an angelic leadership over them. Every nation. Some of them are ruled by evil, fallen type angelic beings. Because Paul talks about how the rulers, principalities, and how we're not at war with flesh and blood. And here it kind of confirms that. It says, and he sanctified it and gathered it from amongst all the children of men, for there are many nations and many peoples. All are his, and over all hath he placed spirits and authority to lead them astray from him. Isn't that interesting? But over Israel he did not appoint any angel or spirit, for he alone is their ruler. Now, of course, we know, things are different now because we come to salvation through Messiah. And like the New Testament talks about, there's no longer Jew or Gentile. We're all one in Messiah. So it's about faith in the finished work of Christ. But I still believe that there's these spirits who lead over territories of the world. It's a very interesting conversation to get into and to study out. But I just wanted to bring that up and not just kind of read over that and not say anything about it. All right, where are we here? Verse 33. And we're almost done with this chapter, and we're getting ready to start chapter 16, dealing with the destruction of Sodom. All right, verse 33, chapter 15. And now I announce unto thee that the children of Israel will not keep true to this ordinance, and they will not circumcise their sons according to all this law, for in the flesh of their circumcision they will omit this circumcision of their sons, and all of them, sons of Belial, will leave their sons uncircumcised as they were born. And there will be great wrath from the Lord against the children of Israel, because they have forsaken his covenant, and turned aside from his word, and provoked and blasphemed. Inasmuch as they do not absorb the ordinance of this law, for they treated their members like the Gentiles, so that they may be removed and rooted out of the land. And there will be no more be pardon or forgiveness unto them, so that there should be forgiveness and pardon for all the sins of this eternal error. Chapter 16. And on the new moon in the fourth month, we appeared unto Abraham at the oak of Mamre. And we talked with him, and we announced to him that a son would be given to him by Sarah, his wife. And Sarah laughed, for she heard that we had spoken these words with Abraham. And we admonished her, and she became afraid and denied that she had laughed on account of the words. And we told her the name of her son, as his name is ordained and written in the heavenly tables, Isaac. That's also another interesting thing. It's like everything, you know, according to Jubilees. And it looks, and Jubilees, if you haven't noticed, appears to be written, or at least dictated, from the perspective of an angel. But often they talk about how things are written or written in advance about what's going to happen on these books or tables in heaven. Interesting. Verse 4. And that when we returned to her at a set time, she would have conceived a son. And in this month, the Lord executed his judgments on Sodom and Gomorrah and Zeboim and all the region of the Jordan. And he burned them with fire and brimstone and destroyed them unto this day. Even as I have declared unto thee all their works, that they are wicked and sinners exceedingly, and that they defile themselves and commit fornication in the flesh and worked uncleanliness on the earth. And in a like manner, God will execute judgment on the places where they have done according to the uncleanliness of the Sodomites, like unto the judgment of Sodom. All right. You see this warning here. They talk about the book saying how wicked Sodom was, and then it gives its specific wickedness. They committed fornication in the flesh and worked all kinds of uncleanliness on the earth. And then it gives a warning. And in a like manner, God will execute judgment on the places where they have done according to the uncleanliness of the Sodomites, like unto the judgment of Sodom. That should send a chill down everyone's spine. Because if that's true, and God does what he says he's going to do, where does that leave the whole Western world? And really, America? Tel Aviv? I mean, if this is true. And apparently, Peter must have read this part here in the book of Jubilees, where it says God will execute the judgment on the places where they have done according to the uncleanliness of the Sodomites, like unto the judgment of Sodom. Because if you go to 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 6, this is what he says: and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that should after live ungodly. At some point, friends, the uncleanliness that we work in our country and other countries, we are going to receive a judgment according to the judgment that was given to Sodom and Gomorrah, according to the scriptures. And let God be right and every man a liar, right? God is not a man that he should lie. Verse 7. But Lot we saved, for God remembered Abraham and sent him out from the midst of the overthrow. And he and his daughters committed sin upon the earth, such as not been on the earth since the days of Abram. Since the days of Adam till this time, for the man lay with his daughters. Of course, you know that story. It's in the scriptures about the Lot sleeping with the two daughters. You know, and this book here, the Book of Jubilees, is saying that he committed a sin that had not even Sodom and Gomorrah didn't even commit this particular sin. Like, according to this, it's saying that that Lot committed a sin that had not been committed on the earth since the time of Adam till now, because he lay with his daughters. Verse 9. And behold, it was commanded and engraven concerning all his seed on the heavenly tables to remove them and root them out, to execute judgment upon them like the judgment of Sodom, and to leave no seed of the man on earth on the day of condemnation. That's a pretty severe punishment, huh? Verse 10. And in this month Abraham moved from Hebron and departed and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur in the mountains of Gerar. And in the middle of the fifth month he moved from thence and dwelt at the well of the oath, Beersheba. And in the middle of the sixth month the Lord visited Sarah and did unto her as he had spoken, and she conceived. And she bare a son in the third month and in the middle of the month. And at that time which the Lord had spoken to Abraham, on the festival of the first fruits of the harvest, Isaac was born. And Abraham circumcised his son on the eighth day. And he was the first that was circumcised according to the covenant which was ordained forever. And in the sixth year, the fourth week, we came to Abraham to the well of the oath, and appeared unto him as we had told Sarah that we would return to her, and she would conceive a son. And we returned in the seventh month and found Sarah with child before us, and we blessed him. And we announced to him all the things which had been decreed concerning him, that he should not die till he should beget six sons more, and he should see them before he died, but that in Isaac should his name and the seed be called, and that all the seed of his sons should be Gentiles and be reckoned with the Gentiles, but from the sons of Isaac, one should become a holy seed, and he should not be reckoned among the Gentiles, for he should become the portion of the Most High, and all the seed of the fallen into the possession of God, that it should be unto the Lord a people for his possession above all nations, and that it should become a kingdom and priest and a holy nation. And we went our way, and we announced to Sarah all that we had told him, and that they both rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And he built there an altar to the Lord who had delivered him, and was making him rejoice in the land of his sojourning. And he celebrated a festival of joy in this month 7 days near the altar which had been built at the well of the oath. And he built booms for himself and for the servants on this festival. And he was the first to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles on the earth. And during these 7 days he brought each day to the altar a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 oxen, 2 rams, 7 sheep, 1 he-goat, for a sin offering, that he might atone thereby for himself and for his seed. and as a thank offering, 7 rams, 7 kids, 7 sheep, and 7 he-goats. And their fruit offerings and their drink offerings, and he burnt all the fat thereof on the altar, a chosen offering unto the Lord for a sweet-smelling savior. In the morning and evening he burnt fragrant substances, frankincense and galbanum and astaxanthin and nard and myrrh and spice and custom. All these 7 he offered, crushed, mixed together in equal parts and pure. And he celebrated this feast during 7 days, rejoicing with all his heart and with all his soul, he and all those who were in the house. And there was no stranger with him, nor any that was uncircumcised. And he blessed his Creator who had created him in his generation, for he had created him according to his good pleasure, for he knew and perceived that from him would arise the plant of righteousness for the eternal generations, and from him a holy seed, so that it should become like him who had made all things. And he blessed and rejoiced, and he called the name of the festival of the Lord, a joy acceptable to the Most High God. And we blessed him forever, and all his seed after him throughout all the generations of the earth, because he celebrated this festival in its season according to the testimony of the heavenly tables. For this reason it is ordained on the heavenly tables concerning Israel that they should celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days with joy, and in the 7th month, acceptable before the Lord, a stature forever throughout their generations every year. Real quick, I should note that in, I believe it's the book of Zechariah, and hopefully I'm getting that right, it talks about how we will even celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles during the millennial reign. And how people will, you know, that feast will continue on forever. Verse 30. And to this there is no limit of days, for it is ordained forever regarding Israel that they should celebrate it and dwell in booths, and set wreaths upon their heads, and take leafy boughs and willows from the brook. And Abraham took branches of palm trees and the fruit of goodly trees, and every day going round the altar with branches 7 times a day in the morning, he praised and he gave thanks to his God for all things in joy. And that is 15 and 16 out of the book of Jubilees. I pray that you found it interesting and that it blessed you and provoked thought. And, interesting stuff. Well, that's all I have for you this morning. I pray that it blessed you, and Lord willing, I'll be back with you soon. I have several news topics I would like to talk about at some point if I can get a chance, but it's all a matter of time. Thank you for your support, your financial support, your prayers, far more than I deserve. Thank you very much. May you all be blessed. Peace and grace be with all of you. And until next time, God bless.